and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Pete Euler will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVU News time is 8:27. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. City Manager Trey Cocking becoming a regular on our morning show for a variety of reasons, and we'll talk about a couple of those here this morning.
Trey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trey.
Hey, good morning, Ron and Chuck.
You sound like it's been a week already.
It has. You know, we have, system ran really fine since we started venting water in September. And then, you know, obviously starting Monday night, we've just kind of had a cascade of issues again. So, you know, we're working through them. On Monday night, for whatever reason, there was some potentially a large water hammer in the system. And we don't know where that came from. This is where a valve gets shut down pretty quick. Somebody pulling water shuts down a valve, and that sends pressure back through the system. That happened Monday night. When that happened, that's when we got that first 20-inch water main break on Prairie. And then subsequent to that, last night, we had a second water main break on that 20-inch, and then a third this morning. So we've now had three main breaks. You know, just doing a little bit back of the napkin math, each foot of that 20-inch water main carries 128 pounds of water. So, you know, when you deaccelerate that water, when you close the valve to make those repairs, you know, you are putting all that pressure on that water line because that water is no longer flowing. So that static pressure of the water at 128 pounds per foot, you know, and we have 2,000, 3,000 feet of water line, you know, you just have all that weight pushing on that line. You're stressing the line when that happens, and then when you stress the line, it's going to exploit those weak spots on that, 1926 line, that 97-year-old water line. We're going to find those weak spots and, cause that. So hopefully, typically when we've been in here, we find two or three bad spots, so I think we've exposed the bad spots once again, and, hopefully we're on our way to getting it fixed, and crews are on site. They're fixing both leaks this morning, so not where we want to be, but,
sure.
We are, I keep on learning more and more about the water system, and, it's a old system that has been cobbled together for many years, and now, in the last 5-6 years, priorities really turned on it, and now we're making those big infrastructure expenses with both the new 24-inch main that will, take the burden off this 20-inch main, and then we have the new Southeast transmission line coming. Quite frankly, it would have been nice if that was done 5 years ago, but the thing is when you bury utilities under the ground, very often people don't pay attention to them until something breaks.
Trey, I wanted to ask you here really quickly just to kind of specify the spots that you have, because I found the one at Flint and Maple Crest. Where's your second one at here from?
Second one's going to be at 22nd and Flint, just
22nd
right
Flint.
After it comes under I-35.
Okay. And we've mentioned here a couple of times, too, here, and I want to get into our planned project and our planned conversation about the water tower here in a little bit. But this line here specifically, it doesn't sound like it's going to connect really take care of what's taking place here on Flint Road, the Flint Arrowhead area, which has had some major issues over the last year. But it really sounds like it's going to alleviate the pressure in that specific part of town, let alone the official planned route from the treatment plant to 12th and Prairie.
Yeah, so, you know, so right now, the 20-inch comes down Flint, makes a turn at Prairie. So it's the same 20-inch main that has been broken repeatedly, you know, since 2017. This is the same line that has broken. So what we are doing is we're running a new 24-inch line, that can carry both the 20-inch and the 16-inch, and it will come down 24th Street. It will cross I-35 at Prairie and then run down Prairie, and then from 18th to 12th, it will meet up and have that same alignment as the existing line. So the 20-inch, you know, we are still, you know, the engineers are still making the determination, you know, can we keep it in service? Because it's nice to have if it's going to work. If it's not going to work, we'll just pull it out of service and run a couple new service lines. It's not a huge deal to pull that line out of service because it's a transmission line. But, you know, with less pressure, if it will, you know, if we can get it to work with less pressure and it's not breaking on us, it, you know, having more transmission mains is better than having less.
Well, it's a matter of holding on until the beginning of the replacement, possibly next summer, if things...
And we're all scheduled next summer. That contract has been awarded. So, that will start in June.
I have to ask here, Trey, given the amount of water main issues on this specific line since the contract was discussed and then approved, do these water main breaks here that we're having here in the interim, does that affect really the cost that's going into the overall project, or does it affect the timetable then for what you have to do?
No. I mean, you know, we have known since 2017 that this 20-inch line can no longer be relied on. So really it doesn't change anything. The only calculus in the end will be once that 24-inch gets in service, do we just walk away from that 20-inch? And we're still evaluating that, and our engineers will do analysis on that. And there may be a couple things that we can do to have that as a redundant line, but we're still talking through exactly what that would be. But the 24-inch, I mean, that takes off all the pressure, and the 24-inch really makes that 20-inch obsolete from, you know, any sort of day-to-day need.
All right, well, let's move forward to the East Emporia Water Tower, 12th Avenue. I must say that, you know, the paint job with the Emporia State logo looks very nice, and I've heard nothing but good things about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the end, the collaboration with Emporia State has been great. Brickmob, the company with Emporia Ties that did that design, I think they did a spectacular job coming up with the design, and then the water tower contractor getting it on. You know, every one of those parties involved, I really want to thank, because, last Sunday, my kids wanted to go to Peter Pan Park, so we're driving, and of course, you know, it was the day the water tower got done. I drove by and saw the new water tower, or the newly painted water tower, and then I drove by and saw the Warren Way Tower on our way to Peter Pan Park, and it was just so stark, the difference between the two towers. And, you know, it's, you know, as they always say, it's amazing what a little paint can do.
Yeah, no kidding, and it turned out great, and really, once they started putting the logo and paint up there, it did not take them long to get that done, like 4 or 5 days, it seemed like, so that was a pretty good process.
Well, that's what we go back to. You know, this project was really an interior rehab project on the tower. Painting was just something that was done at the end, and this project, you know, other than you have to paint the outside, this whole project all along has been an interior rehab project, and that's what took the 2 month period versus the exterior paint. Quite frankly, it was done while the interior paint was curing.
Well, what about the inside? What was done, and how'd it turn out?
So the inside, we went in completely sandblasted. Well, first thing, they went in and they re-welded all sorts of metal fixtures in there. There were holes in the structure, so all those holes were fixed. The interior was completely redone, welded. Then it was sandblasted, completely cleaned up, and then we put a long-lasting epoxy surface on the entire interior of the tank, so hopefully prolonging that life for, you know, another 30, 40 years. And, you know, we may, you know, with new paints, we may be able to get a longer term out of that. But, you know, really happy with how that turned out. So now we're in the process of the refill and going through those tests. So I'm hopeful that we will be completely wrapped up with that project here in the next few days.
How, I guess, you know, we look at the change on the outside and that new Emporia State graphic design that's in place. But I guess, given your answer, I have an idea about this, but just how much work was needed inside the water tower?
You know, there was quite a bit of work needed on the inside. You know, water seems really inert to, you know, as we daily basis, but when you have that chlorinated water sitting on a tower for 33 years, it, you know, it ends up taking, you know, having an effect on that tower. And, you know, just it's a lot of wear and tear to have water sitting there for 33 years. So there was an extensive amount of just metal repair. And like I said, there were a few pinholes in it that, you know, we needed to get fixed, so water was not leaking out those pinholes. I mean, it's small, but you know, you don't want water leaking out of your water tower.
No.
So does the city water watch, and this is the system wide water watch, does this still remain in place until
we're going to wrap it up? I mean, here, obviously, we have the 20, you know, unfortunately, Chuck, with the 20 inch main, you know, so right now we have that 20 inch main out of service.
Yeah,
so we're putting our entire transmission line through a 16 inch line into the city, which, you know, 16 is a lot less than 20 and 16. So, you know, right now, system seems to be working. In fact, last I looked, we were gaining elevation on the tower, which is incredible to do that at this time of day. So, you know, things are holding, you know, we're holding surf right now on it. But, you know, we're in a place that, you know, there's just not a lot of free capacity. And then as we go through the next few days on getting everything finalized on the tower and getting all the tests performed on it, then we should be wrapping that up.
Where's your 16-inch line that you're sending this now through?
It runs parallel to the 20.
Parallel to the 20? Okay, got it. Okay.
I don't want to, I mean, we're stretching the 16-inch. That 16-inch line is older than the 20-inch line, but it seems to hold up pretty well. So,
for now, knock on wood, right?
Yes. So, you know, that new 24-inch cannot, you know, I keep on saying that. It cannot come soon enough, and I wish this was done pre-COVID, and the contractor could have been on it. You signed the contractor, and the contractor's in town 4 weeks later with parts, and unfortunately, that's not the environment that we're in these days.
Understood.
And, no, if I missed it, but the East Emporia Water Tower, when will that be back in full service, Trey?
We're hoping in the next 5-6 days. We're close. We're just running tests and working through that process.
And how will that work, putting that back into functional service?
Yeah,
we may, running through those tests and finding out those things, we may have to fill it up once or twice more, trying to, got to flush, put it on service, follow all those AWWA guidelines and KDHE guidelines to bring it back online. So, once it goes through all that flushing process, once we have, clear bill of health on it, then we just open up the valve and it goes back on. So that's where we hope to be here pretty soon.
Really quickly, Trey, I know you're busy, but just, with the city commission meeting that's taking place here, a couple of major points come to mind, and one of which is that contract with Crossland Construction for the fire stations.
Yeah, we're excited that, fire station project has lingered out there. The fire station is not quite as old as that 1926 line. It is
thankfully
15 years old. Yeah, 15 years older than the 1926 line. But the fire station in this building just has it has served our community well for 82 years. But it just does not meet modern fire apparatus, the bathrooms and the dorms, and there's just not enough room to really. Not enough room for apparatus, and then there's not enough room to go in and modernize those bays. And, one of the things we found out in COVID, forever our firefighters slept in one big old open dorm. That's been the history. Now what's happened post-COVID is, each firefighter having their own small bedroom, so they're not exposing everybody to germs and all those things. So, that's one change that we're trying to make, is to have the individual sleeping quarters, and then last time we bought the two new fire engines, We had to have the one that's housed at Station 1 basically lowered so that it would fit in, and that's just going to get harder and harder as we move forward with new equipment.
Well, Trey, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking. Plenty to chat about there, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and we'll have updates here specifically on the immediate situation in Northwest Emporia, but that'll be coming up here later today on KVUE's newscast, and also that update here on the East 12th Avenue Water Tower.